The March Visa Bulletin is here. Hello, Immigration Nation. Let's analyze the date updates for February 2024 and March 2024. Ready? Let's dive in. Starting with Table A for family-based information. F1, this category is for unmarried sons and daughters of U.S. citizens. Starting with good news. For all chargeability areas, China and India, we have a one-month increase, from January 2015 to February 2015, while Mexico remains unchanged as of May 2001 and the Philippines also did not have a change as of March 2012. F2A, the category for spouses and children of permanent residents. Great news for all chargeability areas, China, India, and Philippines, with a three-month increase from February 8 to June 22, 2020. Mexico has a three-month increase too, from February 1 to June 22, 2020. F2B, category for unmarried sons and daughters, 21 years of age or older, of permanent residents. One-month increase for all chargeability areas, China and India, from October 1 to November 22, 2015. I know that maybe you expected a more significant advance, but the important thing is that dates continue to open. Mexico remains unchanged as of October 2003, and the Philippines also did not have a change as of October 2011. F3, Married Sons and Daughters of U.S. Citizens category. For this category, we have a significant increase for all chargeability areas, China and India, with a six-month increase from April 22 to October 1, 2009. Mexico remains unchanged as of September 8, 1998, and the Philippines unchanged also with 8th of June, 2002. Let's wait for future updates. F4, for brothers and sisters of adult U.S. citizens. For all chargeability areas in China, we have a one-month increase to May 22, 2007, to June 8, 2007. India has also one-month increase, from November 2005 to December 2005. Mexico to September 2000 to October 2000. Finally, for the Philippines, we have a great advance in time, more than a year, dated from October 2002 to June 2003. Now for Table B, dates for filing family-sponsored visa applications. For this table, all dates and categories remain unchanged, but let's not lose hope that future updates and dates will be available. F1, all chargeability areas, China and India, dated September 1, 2017. Mexico dated April 1, 2005, and the Philippines April 22, 2015. F2A, dated September 1, 2023 for all categories. F2B, for all chargeability areas, China and India, dated January 2017. Mexico with June 15, 2001. Finally, Philippines, November 8, 2003. F3, all chargeability areas, China and India, with March 1, 2010. Mexico, June 15, 2001, and Philippines, April 22, 2004. F4, March 1, 2008 for all chargeability areas and China. February 22, 2006 for India. April 15, 2001 for Mexico. And finally, April 22, 2004 for Philippines. Now, in the employment-based section, Table 8 final action dates. Category EB1 for priority workers, all chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines, remains unchanged, with the letter C that means current status. China has an increase of 15 days from July 1 to July 15, 2022, while India increased 1 month from September to October 2020. Second category, members of the professions holding advanced degrees or persons of exceptional ability. This time we have an increase in days, which is also good. The important thing is to move forward. For all chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines, from November 15 to November 22, 2022, while China remains unchanged, dated January 1, 2020, and same situation for India, dated March 1, 2012. Third category, skilled workers, professionals, and other workers, for all chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines, 1 week for advance from September 1 to September 8, 2022. China remains unchanged with September 1, 2022, and India also without changes with date of July 1, 2012. Fourth category, certain special immigrants, great advance for this category. All countries has a 7 months advance from May 15, 2019 to December 1, 2019. It's great to see that these categories are increasing significantly. Now certain religious workers, it's the same situation from last category, from May 15, 2019 to December 1, 2019. Let's hope that it continues to make notable progress for the following editions of the bulletin. Fifth category, employment creation. In this category, China remains unchanged as of December 15, 2015, and the same situation for India as of December 1, 2020. while the rest of the categories for job creation and the rest of the table remain the same. Status with the letter C, the current status. Good news for these categories by maintaining this status. Finally, the table B dates for filing of employment-based visa applications. Most of the categories in this table remain unchanged in all categories, but I have good news for the fourth category and for certain religious workers. I will give you the update, but first, I will provide you with the dates for the rest of the table. Let's start with EB1. Although there are no updates in this category, the available dates are pretty good. All chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines, remains with the letter C, current status. China, January 1st, 2023, and India dated January 1st, 2021. Second category. For all chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines, the available dates are February 15, 2023, China June 1, 2020, and India May 15, 2012. Third category. Here we also have good dates. For all chargeability areas in Mexico dated February 1, 2023, China July 1, 2021, India August 1, 2012, and for Mexico February 1, 2023. Other workers. All chargeability areas in Mexico dated December 15, 2020, China June 1, 2017, India August 1, 2012, and Philippines May 15, 2020. Fourth category and certain religious workers. Finally, a 4-month advance for these categories, from September 2019 to January 2020. Let's hope these categories continue to progress as well as now. Fifth category. There are no updates for this category, but don't worry, they are still good dates. For all chargeability areas, Mexico and Philippines remains with the letter C, current status. China dated January 1, 2017, and for India the available date is April 1, 2022. Finally, the rest of the table remains with a great status, that is, with the letter C, which means current. We hope to continue with big changes in the next updates of the Visa Bulletin. Don't forget that if you need immigration assistance, we can help you. We are in this together. Until next time, Immigration Nation.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.